A crucial time is a time at the cross. We read from John 19, verse 25. But standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. Helpless, they stood there, unable to help their dearest relative and friend. Oh, they had helped many times in the last few years, giving aid and shelter. They had sat at his feet, hearing gracious words from his lips. They had received so much, but now they had nothing to give him. All their tears would not help him now. Mary, his mother, stood there with the others, and yet more alone, for now the sword pierced her soul, as Simeon had once prophesied that it would. Of all the mothers in the world, she could truly say, "He was such a good son. In no way did he ever deserve anything like this." Mary's sister Salome stood there with her by the cross. Mary, the wife of Clopas, was there too. And Mary Magdalene, who had been delivered by Jesus from great affliction, but none of them could deliver him now. They had no doubt been brought there by Salome's son, John, for he stood with them by the cross of his master. Helpless, they stood there. And now Jesus himself appeared helpless too, paralyzed hand and foot, his life draining away. This was the master before whom the demons had cringed and every kind of illness had flown away. This was the master who had been more powerful even than death, calling Lazarus and others back to life. This was the master whom the leaders had been afraid to touch in the temple because of his authority and his popularity. But now he could not preach or teach anymore. He could just manage to speak only 7 times during the 6 hours or so he was on the cross. He was not healing or raising the dead either. He was dying. He looked down from the cross and saw his mother standing there, and John, who delighted to call himself the disciple whom Jesus loved. There's an old saying, you can give without loving, but you can't love without giving. But what could Jesus give to his beloved mother now, or to his disciple? He had no home or property to bequeath. The treasurer of his little band had been a thief and had hung himself that very day. Jesus had owned no place to lay his head, even in his time of popularity. And now he had less. The soldiers had even divided his clothing among themselves, casting lots for his robe. What did Jesus have to give to his loved ones? He had much to give. At that very moment, he was giving his life as an offering for sin. The iniquity of the whole wretched world was being punished in him, who had no sin of his own for which to suffer. And in that hour, he also turned to care for his mother, standing by the cross of her firstborn son. Seeing Mary and John standing there, he said, "Woman, behold your son," and to John, "Behold your mother." With those words, he gave Mary someone to care for her, and John took her into his own home from that very hour. And with those words, Jesus gave John a way to show his love to his master by caring for Mary in her great misery and need. In Christ, they both received something more precious than silver and gold, a family. As we stand by the cross, we too have nothing to give him. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. It is for the sins of the world that he is offering his soul, and so it was our sins also that helped nail him to the cross. But now from the cross he gives us full pardon, peace with God, eternal life. And even now he does not leave us alone. He gives us a family, the family of believers. In this family we have brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers, to stand with us when a sword pierces our soul, to encourage us with the mighty word of our loving and faithful God. And in this family, he also gives us opportunities to serve him and to show our love to him who loved us and gave himself for us. They may not be spectacular opportunities, and the world may not note them as diligently as it does the doings of the rich and famous. Of the four gospel writers, only John takes note of this opportunity which came his way at the foot of the cross. But it was a chance to serve his Savior, and he never forgot it. We too have opportunities, not just sitting next to us, but also those not sitting next to us. Opportunities to serve, to care for, to help, to understand, to suffer with and to suffer for one another, to forgive one another as Christ has forgiven us. What a blessing came to Mary and John at the foot of the cross. May we also be found there, and may we too see this blessing and many opportunities to bear the stress and strain of serving one another, our offering to our King. Amen. Hymn 464, the first four stanzas.